To go back to you, Tony, you were telling me that when Mr. Hughes came out and faced you all and just said, lads, it's time up. Was there, soon after that, there was the strike was about the same time, wasn't it?
The strike had happened, I think, before that. Mm. No, sorry, it didn't. Yeah, Cusa came out in, it was in 1977. I think it was around the same time.
76, the strike was.
The strike was in 76. So it was the year after the strike that Cusa came and warned us all that we should be looking for other jobs.
And that was the long strike, wasn't it? No,
there was a longer strike than that, some years before, an 18-week strike. That was a long time ago.
66.
Yeah, that's right, 56.
66.
And so in 66, was there a kind of almost, did you think that was the last straw, you know? That?
I did think that, all right. By the way, you know, the mill didn't really close in 1981. Mm. The mill that you worked in closed in 1981, but I was back in the mill again. It opened up again, you know, in about 1985.
But you were gone now at that stage.
No, I was back in it again.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, yes. I got back into it again. And myself and John Geraghty, he's there, we were the two engineering foremen. And they'd only one engineer, and he was an American engineer. And in my opinion, he was better than all those other engineers put together.
Jeez. So, if that was the case, were you not able to pull it together?
No, I think it was. There was three Canadian directors and an Irish director, and I think it was only, I don't know. It ran for about 18 months. Was it exactly 18 months? Was it or something like that?
Yeah.
And, just to show you how quickly it went, it was Christmas time, and we were all told, everyone in place told to go down and there's a turkey, we're all going to get a turkey and ham. So everyone went down and, you know, not on a big queue, went down, took her time going down. And one of the directors would hand you the turkey and shake your hands. You go on a bit and one of the other directors, Canadians, hand you the turkey or hand you the ham and shake your hand. And that was that. It was great. We all went home and ate our turkey and ham for Christmas. And we came back the day after Stevens's Day then, started again. And we discovered the place wasn't starting. And then everyone, we were all milling around, wondering what was going on here. And one of the directors came in then and said, sorry, we're closing down.
Did that come as a shock?
It did come as a bit of a shock. Of course, that was in the second closure, so it wasn't. By the way, I read an account of Clondalkin paper mills. I forget now, I don't think we have the book in the house. Mm-hmm. I'd have to look and see. I don't think we have. And Clondalkin paper mills, you know, that opened and shut about six times.
Yeah.
Way back before now, before 1900, Clondalkin paper mills had been functioning. I read the whole history of it. It would work for about 5 years and then it would shut down. And it would be shut down for 5 or maybe 7 years. And then it would open up again and work for about another 5, maybe 7 years and shut down again. It went like that for years.
Yeah.
The longest period it ever ran was when, from 1936 up to 1981. That's the longest period it ever ran for, you know.
Of course. And Michael Smurfit, did he take an interest in
coming in? No, he had no interest in it at all. We were trying to get him interested, but he had no interest in it whatsoever.
But that was the way the papers were going. Papers were now turning into packaging and, you know, that type of business. And would that...
No, he wasn't interested in that. No, he wasn't interested in... He actually bought paper mills in America. He probably still owns them, as a matter of fact, but he did buy paper mills in America.
Yeah.
But
was he encouraged, maybe? Or do you know anything about the politics there?
No, I don't want to know, not really. But that's right. It ran for about 18 months with this new crowd, and they renamed it, by the way. And they took over. They called it Leinster Paper Mills because that was an old name. Apparently, way back before 1900, it was known as Leinster Paper Mills.
Yeah.
So the Canadians, when they took it over, they renamed it Leinster Paper Mills. And it ran for, as I told you, about 18 months.
It's so interesting, the whole story. Yeah, and yeah.
Oh, by the way, the other thing I did hear, I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that, we all heard, as a matter of fact, that the man, somebody's company in Dublin that supplied the turkeys and hams for all of us, never got paid.
That's true.
Oh, my dear. Oh, my God.
But it ran fairly well now for that period, for that 18 months with this engineer. His name was Bruce Shaha. That was the engineer, just one engineer, but he was a very good engineer.
Okay.
He was an American, he wasn't a Canadian.
And there were three Canadians, one Irishman. Who was the Irishman?
The Irishman was Rowntree, Seamus Rowntree. There was a chocolate factory down at Inchicore. Do you remember Rowntree's chocolate years ago?
Yes.
Well, he was one of them.
Was he?
And he had a paper business in Dublin. Somewhere or other, when the chocolate factory closed, he got into the paper business. And he sunk sort of a paper business in Dublin.
Yeah.
And he, I think, interested these Canadians who were probably friends of his, you know, in the mail, and they came and they did a deal with the government, and government gave them money and all like that, and they started up again under their new title of Leinster Paper Mills, but it only ran for about 18 months, and then they ran out of money. And the government wasn't giving them any more.